Hi, I'm Night Tracer, and I'm recording something for today's Podaware, the title of which is Podfic and Other Fanworks. And I woke up this morning with feelings about this topic, so I thought I might talk at my phone, so apologies for the difference in quality. If you listen to my Podfic, you know what I mean. I spent quite a lot of yesterday making two mixes, but they had a key difference between the two. One was for a fic, and one was for a podfic. Now, you might not necessarily think they have a difference, but they do. And I will talk about that later. First of all, a bit of background. I have made approximately 6 mixes in my fanish life. 2 of them for straight out fics, 2 of them for other people's podfics, and 2 of them for my own podfics. So I have quite a key understanding of the 3 different ways you can approach a fan mix, in my opinion. Well, first of all, I want to say I much prefer making fan mixes for podfic. Completely prefer it. But I have enjoyed making mixes whenever I've done them. I think the key thing that I can tell is I prefer making them for a pod because I can remember them much better than the ones I've made for a fic. I've also made 2 mixes for my own podfic, one for the Time Traveler-verse story in Bandom, which was great fun, and one for the Taylor Swift RPF story Work by the Plutonium Light. And I think I still have them on my iPod in playlists. I always listen to my mixes through at least 2 or 3 times, and then I change things if I don't like them. So one of the key things you can tell is you put it on your phone or in your speakers, and you listen to it, and you do something else, like cooking or cleaning or whatever. For me, the key test for the mix is, do I go back and flick over any songs? If I can listen to the whole thing through at least twice, I think it's pretty good. And then I sort of share it with people. So, for example, I think I listened to Work by the Plutonium Light while I was painting the kitchen with my family at least 3 times, and they didn't want to kill me while I played it, so I was pretty pleased with it. Mixes are great. They really dig deep into your music library, and you get to kind of draw on music from other people, my brother, my parents, my friends. Rhea314 recently, well, last year gave me a whole USB stick worth of music, other fan mixes I've downloaded. So when I create a fan mix from all these different sources, I get great pleasure of kind of showing people new music and kind of passing on the recommendations to other people, which is quite fun. One of the things I love, but also don't love about mixing, is how subjective it is. Because I might think a song, because what a song may affect me one way and will affect somebody else completely different. You can't predict that. For example, in the pages in your passport mix, there are a couple of songs in there which are kind of taken from the FIFA football game. So the Noel Gallagher song and the Strokes song, I think, are either the playing music or the loading music for the FIFA game my brother played. And I was like, wow, these songs just speak football to me. So I had to use them in this mix. Another one was, I think, a song they played on the Sky Sports football advert, which just, to me, that is football, but to somebody else it might just be, this is a song that I've never heard before and I don't understand. But to me, it's like, this is football, I gotta have it. So yeah, subjective, which is difficult. In Work by the Plutonium Light, made an emphasis on female vocalists to kind of really capture this universe that was going on. It was a space universe, femslash story. I really, as I was reading the story, as I was recording the story, I would kind of add song to this playlist, and then once I'd finished it, I then cut it down to kind of reflect more of the emotional arc of the podfic, the feelings that I was feeling as I was creating it. Which is what I think brings me to my main point about the 2 mixes I'm making at the moment. First of all, they're for Hockey Big Bang, and I signed up as an artist, and I was originally going to do podfic for both. And when you sign up as a podfic artist for a big bang of any kind, you have to be prepared for the pitfalls that can arise. And so mixing is always kind of my fallback. I mean, I love doing it, but it's kind of, this is what I'll do if the podfic thing doesn't work out. So for one of the products I claimed, this fic is still not done. And the due date is the 22nd of November. Today is the 12th? Anyway, so she's great, and we've talked, and I really enjoyed the story, but I just thought, okay, I'll make a mix. So I don't know the ending, but she assures me it's happy, so I just kind of, I'm going along assuming happy ending. So all good. The second story I claimed, the author had given me a full, complete first draft, and I really enjoyed it. And she was like, well, if I give you the full finished draft by this date, is that good enough for you? I was like, yep, sure. And this podfic has now been recorded and edited and sent to beta. This one gets a mix as well. And it's quite interesting seeing how I approach the two mixes. One purely based on the fic, one heavily, heavily influenced by my emotional responses to performing the story. So the first story, I'm going to try and keep these clear if I can. The first story, the one on the fic, is quite traditional. Quite traditional, and you know, two characters, the main characters, a lot of friendship, banter, a bit of angst. But nothing too dramatic. So it's quite fun. And I've gone for a more poppy tone. It's quite youthful, quite fun. I've got some Fallout Boy, The Cab, The Like, Taylor Swift, Patrick Stump, Lily Allen, Natasha Bedingfield, Imogen Heap, a couple others. Who else? The Hush Sound, The Like. So it's great fun, and I really love this mix. I really, really enjoy it. And it was quite easy to do, so I made it quite quickly. I kind of threw all these really, I threw all the songs I really loved that I thought went with this story into a playlist. So it was 30 songs. Listened it through. Didn't actually move the songs around that much. The order which it's in is almost the exact order to which I created it. Cuts with the repeated artists out, so just one song by each artist. Yeah. Pretty much done. It was pretty easy, pretty quick. I really enjoy it. Listening to it is great. It's my current kitchen cooking mix to listen to. It's just, I like it a lot. The second one is much more interesting, but it took me so much longer to do. It is still about 6-7 songs too long, and I keep cutting songs and then going, no wait, I want this one back, moving them around. I'm currently leaving as it is. I'm going to listen to it again later on today and try cutting it. Because this fic, it's a bit of an emotional ride for me. It's still a romantic pairing, but it's so in the background. It's mostly about, you know, character A and their emotional feelings, their emotional journey. And it's also about horse racing, which has some kind of severe underlying ethical concerns. I cried at least, I teared up at least twice while I recorded the story. So that heavily influenced how I mixed. Now, one of the ways I mix is to imagine myself as the music coordinator for a film and which songs would I use for different scenes to create this emotional tone that I'm going for, which is difficult to do when you're not a music coordinator and it's not a film, but you do have that performance to draw from, which is definitely different from just reading the story in your head and then thinking about the music. This mix here is directly influenced by the emotions I felt while performing it. And the emotions I feel while performing are always different from the emotions I feel while reading. I can't really explain it much better than that. So it's got a lot more emotion connected to it, which is interesting for me as a mixer. I'll be very interested after these are posted, if anyone does listen to both of them, to be able to tell me which one they think is better, I guess is the word I mean. It's a bit subjective, obviously, music, as I've said before. But I'd like to know whether anyone can tell if one's based purely on the fic and one was based on my performance. I doubt this will happen, but if you're listening to this and then you listen to these mixes later, I would love you to come back and tell me on this post or, you know, whatever. Because I think music and podfic can go really well together. I mean, not always. I'm not really a huge music in podfic person. I went through a phase where I did it a lot. And then I think, you know, Mediafire started pulling podfic files which had music in them. And I kind of got out of the habit. I am using music from this mix in the podfic version. But, you know, it's a podfic of 2.5 hours. So it's only going to probably have 3 songs, maybe 2 songs, depending on how I feel. You know, mixes are a great way to introduce other people to new music. And with Podfic, I think that could be very interesting because you have that emotional connection. So let me think. I think it was Opal Song who did a Podfic for Pod Together, which it was a So You Think You Can Dance Attack on Titan crossover story, where the songs were used in the Podfic to go in the background of the dance sequence, you know, each character would do. So I downloaded the mix after I listened to the story, after I listened to the Podfic, rather. And it's great. I love it because I connect each song to the section in the story. And it was great. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's kind of all I think I wanted to say. I will link in the post to all the mixes I talked about, if I remember to. And I think that's it. Thank you for listening.